This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from San Marcos, Texas, where I'm at the third annual Migration Training Conference. I'm with Jerry Gregor. Jerry, last month, well, it's still this month, so we're still in October, you ran the $1 fuel test, Avgas for a buck. What have you learned so far?
Well, we learned that we're glad to say that the demand is out there to fly, and it actually surprised us quite a bit. We expected in the first 2 weeks to sell about 16,000 gallons at where we would have normally sold about 2,000 gallons in that period of time, and we ended up selling 90,000 gallons of fuel in that time period. We learned a lot from the huge sample of pilots that we got, but thank goodness we found out that when you pull one of those levers, which one of the cost levers, pilots come back and they fly.
And tell me a little bit about who these pilots were. I think you mentioned there was around 1,000 pilots. Some of them came back several times. Some of the airplanes came back with different pilots. What does all that mean?
No, we actually had 1,000 discrete airplanes, but we had in excess of 1,500 pilots, because a lot of the pilots were coming in rental planes or club planes. And about 23% of the pilots in that survey hadn't flown an airplane in about a year. So, which was, you know, that and I wish I'd have had a camera at the end of the runway to watch some of those landings. But what it meant was these were folks that had stopped flying. And they came back to flying because of this. Now, what we're seeing since then is the amount of flying that's going on into this airport and into this FBO, and the number of flights we're seeing scheduled in Central Texas is up about threefold on a daily basis since that promotion ended.
What do you make of that?
Well, some portion of it has got to be, it can't be coincidence. I mean, some portion of it has got to be once brought back to flying and reminded how much fun it is and getting the airplane ready to fly so they could buy the dollar gas, they're flying again.
What can you do initially with this data? What kind of things, what kind of lessons are in that vast amount of data you collected?
All right. Well, imagine this for a second. Imagine you have 5 valves where you can control the price on 5 different aspects of aviation, the cost of flying. Now, we had the ability to pull one of those valves, and we pulled it all the way out at a dollar to see what would happen. Well, since we know that works, what if we could pull all 5 of the valves out just a little bit to help bring aviation back? Now, there are some things we're never going to be able to control, and fuel happens to be one of them. But there are a whole lot of other things that we can control and build systems around to make work better. And if we do it, we know the pilots will come back.
Well, one of the valves for fuel could be the diesel. We know that the diesel and fuel operational cost is about 15% less than gasoline. Could be as much as 18 or as little as 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that you think you can tweak?
Well, cost of maintenance and cost of spare parts is probably among the most broken things that we've seen. I mean, an awful lot of spare parts are still coming up from the original manufacturers, and a lot of it is new old stock on parts that aren't being built anymore, and they're more valuable than titanium, for heaven's sake. So these are the kinds of things that we've got to get fixed to keep these airplanes in the air. Once a part breaks, very often the airplane never flies again just because of the cost of that one part.
Successful conference here. How many people are here? It looks like a lot more than last year.
Yeah, it's about double last year. I think we have about 350 people registered. It looks like about 350 to me in the room there. The guys will get the count for us. But the nice thing is it's we've got a lot of the best thinkers in the industry talking to one another, not only from the podium but casually, and you get a lot of things done. You know, and these kinds of personal relationships actually mean something in aviation as you try to build bridges across companies to get these kinds of projects done.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Jerry.
Thank you. Nice to have you.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Migration Training Conference in San Marcos, Texas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com. aviationconsumer.com.